Roco's Rant.
Yesterday, I spoke about the futility of code wars in Australian sport. That doesn't mean I don't understand the reasons behind some of the resentments which exist. And for soccer fans, particularly when they see some of the double standards still at play. A few events in recent days have reaffirmed that view for me. In the lead up to last Saturday night's BBL A-League Sydney derbies, New South Wales Police, not for the first time, made it pretty clear where they expected trouble. It wasn't at the SCG. Ironic then that while the Wanderers Sydney FC game was relatively trouble-free, the only obvious disruption came at the BBL game, courtesy of two streakers. Yesterday, the first day of the Australian Open, a group of would-be spectators on their way in let off a couple of flares. Yes, those same dangerous things that the A-League has worked very hard and appear to have succeeded in eliminating. Yet the reporting of these incidents was, to say the least, pretty benign. Streakers don't worry me overly, but there was a bit of nudge-nudge, wink-wink about how that disruption was recorded in the media. Likewise, yesterday's flare incident was done and dusted in the public domain very quickly. And you can't help but think how either would have been portrayed had it happened at an A-League game. Shame files and tub-thumping comment pieces at the front of the paper no doubt would have been the order of the day. Soccer in this country has regularly been treated as guilty by mere association with troubles in other parts of the world. But any problems here have always been relatively minor in comparison, and as the Herald Sun reported last week, are increasingly rare, local fans becoming very effective in self-policing. I'm not asking that they be awarded medals for having learned just to pull their heads in, but I do think elements of the media in this country are still prone to a sporting cultural cringe and are at least obliged to recognise that there are dickheads who follow all sports. More importantly, they should recognise that soccer fans, just like those who love the cricket and the tennis, don't all deserve to be tarred with the same brush because of them.